This story is read by Jane McLeish. Farrier Sergeant Frederick Martin Anderson, Service Number 56800 of B Battery, 104 Brigade, Royal Horse Artillery. Frederick Martin Anderson was born on the 18th of December 1889 in Longforgan to Fraser and Julia Anderson. He was known as Martin. In 1901, the family was living in Perth Road, Scone, and his father's occupation was given as a mason. Martin had an older sister, Jeanette, or Jane, and a younger brother, George. Martin trained as a blacksmith before enlisting with the Royal Field Artillery Regiment in 1908. The Royal Artillery was divided into garrison and field artillery. The field artillery was then divided into horse batteries, field batteries, and mountain batteries. The field batteries had a depot in Woolwich. In April 1911, Martin held the rank of gunner and was employed as a shoeing smith with B Battery, Royal Horse Artillery, at Woolwich Barracks. He was training to become a farrier sergeant. As a farrier sergeant, he would primarily make and fit shoes. However, he would also be able to attend to the majority of the veterinary and husbandry needs of the horses, and he would be required to inspect every horse in his charge on a daily basis. Heavy draft horses such as Clydesdales or Suffolk Punches were used to draw heavy artillery such as the mobile guns and howitzers and the ammunition wagons. Records show that Martin married Ethel Pate in Willesden, Middlesex, early in 1916, before his division was mobilised to France. He was then involved in various actions on the Western Front. In 1918, the Germans began a major military offensive named Operation Michael. It was launched from the Hindenburg Line in the vicinity of St. Quentin with the intention of breaking through the Allied lines and advancing in a northwesterly direction to seize control of the Channel ports. It began on the 21st of March 1918, but 2 days later, the Germans launched another offensive along the whole of the British front, north of the Somme. The First Battle of Arras began on the 28th of March 1918, and by the 4th of April had become the Battle of Avre. During World War I, a whole new form of warfare was developed to meet the unusual conditions of using trench mortars. Martin's duties would have included leading the horses that were taking the guns to the required positions for that day's action. A million horses were sent to fight in the Great War. Only 62,000 came back. Martin was killed in action on the 30th of March 1918 near Arras. He is buried in Hedeval Communal Cemetery Extension, northwest of Albert, in Plot 1, Row H, Grave 19. The extension to Hedeval Communal Cemetery was built at the end of March 1918, when the front line was consolidated a short distance east of the village. There is a strong link with the many artillery units which operated on the high ground west of Albert. 61 such men, including Martin, are buried here amongst the 178 graves. The cemetery was used by field ambulances and fighting units until August 1918. It was later increased when many bodies were brought in from graves from the surrounding battlefields of conflicts fought between March to August 1918. Farrier Sergeant Frederick Martin Anderson was 29 when he was killed. He was awarded the Meritorious Service Medal for Gallantry. He also received the Star, the Victory, and the British War Medals. All his service medals were given to his wife Ethel a few years after his death. As requested by Ethel, the inscription on his headstone reads, "Until the day breaks." We will remember them.